Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. You're about to listen to a pilot episode of my new show, Canadian Cabin Fever Playlists, here on CICK Radio, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on unceded Kasia territory of the Gitanun Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. We hope you enjoy this pilot episode. Hello and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoyed today's show. My name is Kenneth Vanderhorst, and my guest this week is Pamela Hassan. She works as a news producer here at the station in Northern BC, and she also hosts a weekly radio show called I Digress for CICK. She's a podcaster and has created some other podcasts as well. And you can check out her work at hassenpod.com. That's HAASENpod.com. Hello, Pamela.
Hi, Ken.
Well, thanks for joining me for this. This is our pilot, so we're going to have to see how this goes. Mm-hmm. How important is music to you?
Music is very important to me. And I think it's funny because when you asked me what songs I wanted to have on the playlist today, it kind of reminded me sort of the sentimentality that I have toward music that I can kind of forget because I host a radio show that's you know, introducing people to new music all the time. And I also like to use the term and songs you should have heard by now because I like a lot of old music too.
Yeah, cool.
So it's really important to me, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, here we are, and you're going to be spending a month of isolation at a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. It's going to have limited power. It's not going to have any internet, and you're going to have an old device with you. So you only get to take a few songs with you. What's the first song?
The first one that I chose is a song called True Blue by Dirty Beaches. I can tell you a little bit about...
Yeah, why that one?
So the reason that I chose that song actually is, one, because I think it's an absolutely beautiful song. It's sort of wistful and melancholic, but also hopeful. So I do like just the sound of it. But also, when I hosted my very first radio show back in London, Ontario on CHRW, my show was called The Bill Murray Radio Show. And this was the very first song that we played on our show. So I chose it for that reason as well.
Range of emotions on that song and brings back some memories too, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Let's enjoy.
Thank you.
That was True Blue by Dirty Beaches. You are not from the Valley originally. Where are you from?
I'm from Strathroy, Ontario. And it's funny because when I moved to Smithers, kind of my new move is when I meet someone new, I say, so what part of Ontario are you from?
When did you come to the Valley?
I arrived here on in February of 2020. So I had I had actually already met Megan and Glenn, the station manager here at CICK, and the board president of CICK, David McTavish. I met them at a radio conference in Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Oh, wow.
And then Dave and I fell in love in 3 days, and we did long-distance dating for like 2 years, and then I finally moved here.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was it like when you got here? What did you think of the Valley?
I mean, it was, I definitely feel like it, I don't know if I had the same experience as everybody else because I moved here in February 2020 and then the pandemic broke out.
Yeah.
So it was, while it was beautiful, it was also winter and I didn't know how to ski yet. And so I was doing a lot of solo cross country skiing. In fact, I brought my cat in her like soft carrying case. I brought my cat to take her cross country skiing.
Boy, you have an adventurous cat as well as your own adventurous spirit.
Oh no, she hated it. She thought that adventurous. She was against it the entire time, but we still did the loop.
You made it work. Cool. What makes you appreciate living here now? You've had more than one full season, so you've seen all four seasons in this beautiful place.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to love about living here. To begin with, I think it's funny, the size of the town is almost, it almost cheats, I think, a lot of people from thinking that they'd want to move here because you think, oh, a small town, it's going to be lacking somehow, right? In culture and the music scene and artists and there's just so much culture happening here that it's actually pretty overwhelming when you think about the actual population. Public arts and exposure things on Main Street or even protests, like it's so interesting, you know, being part of people really wanting to live out loud. And I think that that's something that is really hard to describe about Smithers, and you kind of can't believe it until you come here.
Oh, it's great to hear that for a small town we kind of outlive our size.
Oh yeah, for sure. Big time.
Well, let's have your second song. Okay. Tell me what that one's going to be.
My second song is by, a dear friend of mine.
Okay.
She is also new to the Valley. I believe she moved here in, I'm going to say 2022. I don't remember for sure, but she was in Prince Rupert before that in Prince George. But she, her name is Naomi Kafka. She has a band under her name. She's also in a surf band called Pitted. Her and I are also in a band called Rosebush. But she is a concert trained cellist. She's also a ripping guitar player, songwriter. And so I chose a song off of her album. The full album actually hasn't been released yet. It's being released on June 14th, but I chose one of her singles that came out. And I believe I chose Landline. Is that right? Or did I choose Hate
that's
to
right.
Say It? Yeah, I did choose Landline. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's, yeah, I chose that to celebrate my friend's great music and talent.
Oh, cool. Let's listen.
Thank you.
That was Landline by Naomi Kavka, now a local and apparently playing this weekend. So
That's hopefully right.
We can hear her and some others at Beauville Square.
Totally.
Well, Pamela, tell me a little bit about the work that you do here with CICK Radio.
Well, it's funny because we were talking with Megan Brady, who is actually sitting here with us, our little silent partner, silent but deadly. Nice. But we kind of both have coordinator titles. So one of the jobs that I have here is a news producer and journalist for CICK News.
Right.
We're 4 years running, I guess four and a half, kind of five now, because we started in 2019. And then I also do kind of training and programming, that sort of thing. A lot of us, we just share the jobs that we do too. So we put on events. That means that we book the venue, get the bands, make sure that the sound person's, it's always going to be Steve Taylor. So I can say sound guy because it's right. always Steve Taylor. Decorate and then, yeah, bringing new volunteers in and talking to them about their ideas, hopefully keeping them excited about their ideas. And hopefully it's not dream killer when you kind of learn all the steps and kind of nuts and bolts of making a show. But for right. me personally, that is the part I do like is the technical side of it. And it's also just, it was one of those things that having this job, moving to a new community, and especially during the pandemic was, I honestly don't think this is understating to say it's the reason I stayed here, because I had a community almost immediately.
Wow. At a time when, for many of the rest of us, we were losing community, at least for a time.
Yeah.
You found you gained one.
Yeah, it was kind of, I know, I kind of feel like I had a very strange entry into Smithers and also experience during the pandemic, because when I left London, where I was living, I was in a, you know, like in a one bedroom apartment. And so I kind of, I had friends who were still living like that in cities, and it just did not sound like they had the same experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a probably a tougher one than what what you got here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we are glad you're here. And it's interesting, you mentioned that you're a news producer. You and I found ourselves in the same place at the same time a couple of Fridays ago.
Oh, that's right.
With Pierre Polyev.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you get there? And what was that like for you interviewing him?
Yeah, I was there to cover it for CICK. I mean, it's pretty major. This man could honestly very well become the next prime minister. And I think that it is really important to be in the same room and asking questions. It was a added bonus to have Ellis Ross there as well. One of my questions for Pierre was actually about Ellis. So that was nice to be able to just speak to Ellis directly. And that was actually about the Rising Tides Haida land title agreement. So
That recent one.
Yeah. So I was really, really happy to actually be able to speak to Ellis about that. And yeah, you know, I just think that no matter what we feel or believe politically, I do think that it is so important to be in the room asking the questions rather than making assumptions. And so being the only media there, which was actually strange, being the only media there, I feel like maybe I was given a little bit more time to be able to speak to both Pierre and to Ellis. So that kind of feels like a boon for CICK sometimes. I know we're a little radio station out of a 100-year-old train car.
Here we are.
You know, I don't think anyone thinking that the hard-hitting stuff is coming from us. So it kind of was, it was kind of groovy to be able to be there. Yeah.
Well, it was a fantastic opportunity for you to connect. And hey, it was great for them, I'm sure, too, to meet with some locals. So
absolutely.
It was nice to meet you there. And let me assure you, you are fantastic at working with people like me who are newbies and putting things together like this. This is a lot of fun. Before we do your third and final song in this pilot, I am going to ask you, what would you miss if you moved away from this valley? What would you miss the most?
Oh, my gosh. I think I would definitely miss, I mean, I don't want this to sound corny, but honestly, I would just miss the people. Like, it was so natural. I mean, it took a little bit of work, and definitely there was a little bit of, like, you know, like awkward getting to know people and not knowing how people, like, I assumed everyone skis and I assume everyone, you know, hikes and everyone does all these things. And I came here as someone who didn't know how to ski. And so I actually kind of felt like a weird little outcast. But then I met people who, what they want to do is they want to play board games. So I have those people. Then I have other friends who want to go for like ladies bike rides, and other friends who want to write a fictional podcast with me, and other people who do want to go skiing, and people who want to play music, and so, and people who just want to go watch the dumb movies that I want to watch at the theater. So it is, I found that if I could parcel off the pieces of my personality that I feel like actually do define me, there's a person here that I feel like really matches, at least one person who really matches that energy. So more than anything else, it would just be the people and the really, really close friendships that I've made.
Well, that's great to hear, and that's certainly true. This valley collects all kinds of different people.
It does.
And there's room for all of us.
Yeah.
What's your third and final song on this pilot that you'd like me to play?
Okay, so I did originally, when you asked me, I sent you Cattle Call by Eddie Arnold.
You did?
Because I love a yodel.
It's a great yodel.
I love a yodel song. My husband and I, whenever we buy used records and new records and things like that. So whenever we see yodel on something, we're like, okay, well, we're just going to get this. We're just going to give it a chance. But I changed it after I chose when I kind of decided on the Dirty Beaches song, which was True Blue that we played, which was the first song we played, to choose a Ronette song, because I can listen to Be My Baby every day. I have this playlist on Spotify that I've made, which is called IMO Perfect Song, in my opinion, Perfect Songs.
Okay.
And it's on there because I don't know if it's because it reminds me of Goodfellas, which is honestly one of my favorite movies, or if it's just that Phil Spector wall of sound approach to making music, which is just so emotional, and it is exuberant, but in this way where, like, I kind of talked about with the Dirty Beaches song, but it's kind of like a lamenting exuberance. And
it
think that makes me feel kind of like a teenager. It makes me feel like I've just fallen in love and I'm afraid to lose it. So for me, there's just a lot of, I do kind of a lot of daydreaming along to sort of the sonic parts of these songs, these Phil Spector songs, but also I just love, I love the Ronettes. And I think that they were a absolutely perfect group who didn't have a wrong note. So why not choose that?
All right, here it is, one of your perfect songs. Takes us to the end of our show. You're going to be isolated for a season, maybe a month or two, somewhere here in the Bulkley Valley. Pamela, what mountain range do you want to be looking at when you're isolated?
So I'm choosing Hudson Bay Mountain. The reason being, as I've still actually never really, I think I've done a hike in the Babines once since I've been here.
So,
but I did the, I hiked the South Summit of Hudson Bay, where it has the book and you can sign your name in it and everything.
You've made it farther than a lot of the rest of us
around
here.
It was terrifying by the end.
That last part is tricky.
Yeah, it was really tricky, where you have to hold on like basically like 3 or 4 point contact and get around that last boulder. But it was worth it, I think. And so for that, because that kind of felt like a big thing for me, so for that, that's why I choose that range.
All right. Well, and before I send you off, you also get to take a download with you. Is it going to be a book or a show or a movie?
No, it's going to be a show.
All right. Which one?
I think it's so hard for me because I'm just such a TV nerd, but I'm going to say The Wire because it's about time I rewatch it and I know it's perfection, like it is television perfection. So I choose the whole series of The Wire.
Oh, cool. All right. And you get to take one luxury item with you as well. This is going to be a pretty isolated cabin, so what are you going to need with you?
I've been thinking it's between two for me. But I think I don't need my coffee maker because I could I could sleep. I don't need to be productive there, so I choose my pillow, which is to support my cervical spine. I just got a new pillow because I have a bad neck and back, so I choose that as my luxury item.
All right. Well, Pamela, thanks so much for helping me out with this pilot. This is Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist, and it's hosted by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, here on CICK Community Radio, here in Northern BC at 93.9. The theme song to our show is Song for a Winter's Night, produced and recorded by one of my favorites, Gordon Lightfoot. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to next time together. And don't forget to give thanks for the beautiful scenery you look at every day. Bye now. Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at Smithers Community Radio. Thanks to our first guest, Pamela Hassan of Smithers Community Radio. Hope you're enjoying your tracks as you sit in that cabin looking at Hudson Bay Mountain and trusting that that pillow is working well for you too. Our theme song, which we're listening to right now, is not Song for Winter's Night, but Summer Side of Life by Gordon Lightfoot. Let's keep listening to this one and stay tuned afterwards, and I'll explain a little bit more about this podcast. There was young girls everywhere on the summer side of life. They talked all night till the young men that they knew on the summer side of life going off to fight. Well, again, that was Gordon Lightfoot with Summer Side of Life, our theme song for Canadian Cabin Fever playlist. Now, why a new radio show and podcast? In a world so full of so many options to listen to, is it really needed that we add another one? Well, I've got to be honest. I simply want to create this. I've had a dream of doing this for quite some time. And to me, there's a convergence in this radio show. A combination of people and music, and also a slice of the Bulkley Valley, helping us appreciate what an incredible part of the world we live in, not only the beauty of the geography and the scenery, but the beauty of the people that gather here. So I just want to give a bit of an explanation here in this pilot episode as to why it is that we're going to be producing this one for what I hope is a good length of time. Let me begin by saying that this podcast is inspired by one of my favorite podcasts and radio shows. It's called Desert Island Discs, and it's been produced by the BBC out of Britain since 1942. As far as I can tell, it's the world's longest running radio show. And on that show, the host brings in guests, interesting people, fascinating people, diverse people from all over the world. And they ask the guests to select 8 songs that they would want to have with them if they were cast away to a desert island. And in the course of playing those songs and sharing why it is that they made the selections that they do, they also share about their life and the role that they play in this world and their loves, their interests, their family life, work, whatever it is that naturally comes along in the conversation. And I encourage you to check that one out, Desert Island Discs out of Great Britain through the BBC. And so I'm, without any reservation or shame, simply taking that idea and applying it here to our Bulkley Valley with Canadian Cabin Fever playlists. On the show, I'm hoping to have guests come in, share their 7 songs that they'd want to have with them and why, and then also what it is about the Bulkley Valley that they truly appreciate, and if they were stuck in a cabin, which mountain range they'd want to be able to see while they're taking some time in isolation and listening to the songs that they've chosen. There's just something about music. Music draws something out from within us because deep in our bones and in our souls are our thoughts and our feelings, and it seems like music is one of the few ways that gets truly tapped into. And there's something so universal about music. Just about every single person I know not only loves music, but has some particular loves within the music world. Different kinds of music. Sometimes it's the lyrics that grab people. For this show, Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist, one of the reasons why it starts with Canadian is because I'm going to encourage each guest to select some Canadian content. It's not just a CRTC thing that we're trying to fulfill, but really celebrating the culture that we share in this incredible part of the world. And so we'll look forward to seeing what it is that people pick along the way. A theme song that I've chosen for this podcast is by Gordon Lightfoot, and I find him just one of the greatest singer-songwriters that's come out of this great country of ours. And after he passed away not too many months ago, I was really struck not only with the power of his music and how many people it reached, but the power of his writing and how much influence he had over other singer-songwriters all over the world and across cultures. It's really quite incredible. I selected Summer Side of Life simply because, when we're stuck in our cabins, we generally like these long days and sunny days, warm days. Our winters can be challenging here, although there's times in which being stuck in a cabin in the wintertime isn't all bad because they can sure feel cozy, and the views in the wintertime when it's full moon or maybe it's in the middle of the day can be pretty incredible here in the Bulkley Valley. But nonetheless, I chose Summer Side of Life for our theme song for this show. As I explain a little bit more about this podcast, I will play a couple of more tracks here, and another Canadian singer-songwriter that I want to highlight and I'm going to play a track from now is Lorena McKennitt. As far as I know, she made it out here to the Bulkley Valley before she went global, a phrase I think we used to use before we'd use the word viral. Just an incredible singer-songwriter out of Stratford, Ontario, But she's traveled a lot throughout Canada and then later throughout the world. And what I appreciate about her music is how it crosses so many different cultures and so many musical genres as well. Let me play for us now, as just part of this pilot episode, Tango to Evora by Canadian Lorena McKennitt. Tango to Evora by Lorena McKennitt. Oh, that song. It's amazing. There's no lyrics. There's some humming. And yet it evokes so much feeling. That's one of the powers of music, right? Is that it can draw out from within us when words fail. Now, I have to tell you also that one of the reasons I really like that song is because it always makes me reflective and grateful for the part of the world that I live in. One of the first times I heard that track was way back in 1994. I remember I was listening to CBC Vancouver. The host was Mark Forsyth, and he had just finished an interview with Romeo Dallaire, who was serving with UN forces on behalf of the Canadian military. And Romeo Dallaire, General Dallaire, was being interviewed about the situation in Rwanda. And he was warning the world, saying that things were not good at all, very tense, and that there were outbreaks of violence, and he was calling upon the world community to act and to intervene. And if you know something about that story, about that history and Romeo Dallaire's experience of it, it of course ends with so much tragedy, and it became a huge source of stress and brokenness for General Dallaire. And later on, he was able to testify about this and write about it in his book. And so I listened to that track by Lorena McKinnon, and it takes me back to those feelings of what a difficult world sometimes we live in, and how important it is to be an integrated community. Now, our Bulkley Valley is kind of small in the grand scheme of things, and yet I think we have something so amazing here. I lived here for 5 years in the 90s, and at the time, I really loved it, really appreciated it, came to enjoy the geography and the people. And I was gone for 15 years. And when I returned in 2013, what amazed me about the changes, because there weren't a lot of changes, but one of the most significant changes that I noticed was the incredible diversity that was developing in the community. There were people from all over the world, and that continues to be the case here. And as we come together from different backgrounds, being hosted well by the original peoples, the Wet'suwet'en Nation, I think we have something really special here, and it's so important then to celebrate that, to truly be neighbors and to get to know each other. And that's one of the purposes of Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist, is to bring people from our community so that we can hear from one another, learn a little bit about our backgrounds. I'm really grateful for Pamela and her willingness to be the first guest on the pilot, and to hear her story of coming fairly recently to this valley from another part of the country, and her perspective then on what Smithers has to offer and the valley. And it's amazing, her testimony that for such a small place in terms of population, yet there's so much going on here, and so much opportunity to experience culture and different perspectives, and to bring that all together in a way where nonetheless we can coexist well and truly be blessed by one another, and to grow through the experience of rubbing shoulders alongside of different kinds of people, and with people that we do share a lot of likes and shared interests. Now, poor Pamela, she is the first guest. I told her she could only get 3 songs, and most guests are going to have 7 as part of the show. So in a sense, she got a little bit ripped off. And so this next track that I'm going to play is one of the selections that she had in mind that we did not get to, and it involves yodeling. And she's a yodeling fan, and so we're going to listen to Catacall by Eddie Arnold.
Are howling way out where the dog is bald, where spurs are a jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride on the range far and wide, when the night winds blow up a squall. His heart is a feather in all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call. He sings with an old western drawl.
Call. Did you enjoy that one? The song written and recorded originally in 1934 by American songwriter and musician Tex Owens, but it later was sung by Eddie Arnold, and that's the version we just heard. It became a signature song for him in the early 40s, and so that song takes us a ways back. Pamela, you mentioned that you like some old stuff. That certainly qualifies for that category as far as I'm concerned. And I hope you enjoyed getting that extra track in there as you spend time in your isolated cabin. I'm just looking over at Alpine Al here. I can barely see him from the rail car here, and so that yodeling brought him to mind. We have such a good spot here to record from at CICK Radio here in Smithers, in the rail car right here in the heart of Smithers. And again, what a blessing to have this venue and this radio station, and that's made possible by our members and our sponsors. And I've got a little bit of extra time here, so I'm going to list our sponsors here. I'm going to start with our gold ones. Thanks to Nature's Pantry, Smithers Brew Company, and City West. They each are gold sponsors for us. We also have our silver sponsors, Babine Animal Hospital and Mountain Eagle Books. And then also we have our bronze sponsors, Accounting on Broadway, Bugwood Bean, BV Concert Association, Bulkley Valley Farmers Market, Classic Sanitary, and the Community Radio Fund. Usually we don't list all of them like this, but with the extra time that I have and the gratitude that I have for the support that we get, just wanted to do that shout out to all of you. And thanks to our members. I know that we've just, we're working through membership drive here, and I have to share that I'm a new member to CICKA Community Radio, not just as a programmer, but as a member. And it's astounding to me what a great organization this is and all that it does for our community in letting us know about local events and promoting local people and talent that is right here in our beautiful Bulkley Valley. So we got a good thing going. If you're not a member yet of CICK Radio, can I encourage you to do that? Because we've got such a huge gift here. I mentioned before, I listened to Desert Island Discs, one of my favorite podcasts. I have been listening to it for quite a few years now. And if you go to their website, I think you can find over 3,000 episodes that are available in their archives. As I said earlier, they've been going since 1942. They don't have the first few years, but they go a long ways back. And so you can listen to some interesting stuff. And as I've done that over the past few years, I've noticed a bit of a theme through the different shows with all the different people that they have, that one of the things that people really appreciate is other people. And the guests on that show, they get to take with them to a desert island a luxury item. But I'm going to keep the same rule as that show, that you can't bring along a person or a pet, no animate objects or beings. You're not allowed to do that. You need to spend some time in isolation with your music and your tracks. And so, Pamela, I hope you're enjoying that pillow that is giving you the support and the comfort that you need. And I look forward to what future guests are going to want to take with them to their cabin. One of the other themes that's come up, or commonalities maybe is a better way of putting it, is I've seen or I've listened to all kinds of different music, but there's a number of tracks that come up, a number of musical selections that seem to be pretty common to people all over the world. And it includes a lot of Beethoven gets picked. Handel's Messiah, some of the classical music side of things. But one of the songs that's more contemporary, and it's still an oldie for us, but it's certainly not going way back, is a song called "What a Wonderful World," and sung by Louis Armstrong, that great jazz guy. And that song gets played an awful lot, and it's because people, wherever they go, wherever they live, they seem to have an eye for the beauty in our world. Again, not just the beauty of the geography or the creation or the scenery, but the beauty of people. And so every time I hear this song, it always strikes me as well that we live in such a beautiful world, and there's all kinds of great people. We certainly have that in this valley. I've lived in two different Canadian provinces, two different American states, and I've traveled different parts of the world. And I too have noticed that wherever it is that you go, there's something awesome to look at, but there's also awesome people to interact with. And so as my testament to the beauty of our world and others who share that sentiment with me, let's enjoy just that amazing song by Louis Armstrong, "What a Wonderful World."
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
"What a Wonderful World" by Louis Armstrong. Hope you really enjoyed that one. We have time for one more. Normally our episodes are going to have 7 tracks, but we've got time for an 8th one this time. And so I want to add in one by Leonard Cohen, such an amazing Canadian singer-songwriter. He was a poet and a novelist. He could capture such a wide range of the human experience through his music and his writing. And what I love about this track that I'm going to play is it's a live version of the song that he did performed in Toronto a number of years ago, and it's called "Dance Me to the End of Love." Let's let Leonard Cohen round out this first pilot episode of Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Thank you for joining me, and I truly hope you've enjoyed the ride, and I look forward to more with you and our guests.
slowly what I only know, the limits of, and dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio on unceded Kasia territory of the Gidimlin Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation.